Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 12 minutes now before the top of the hour. With us is Michelle Witte. She is one of the tarot trainers from Tarot International and one of the sponsors and supporters of the Business News Hour. We're grateful to have Michelle in studio with us to talk a little bit about manners and etiquette, two of my favorite subjects. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you, Michael.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you, and nice to be here with your listeners.
You know, we have talked about this several times in the past with various individuals. About how critical it is for not only individuals to have manners, but also those corporate entities that are out there. If their leadership is not fully versed in etiquette and manners and how to do business correctly, their business can suffer and their brand suffers. Would you agree?
Yes. At Tarot, we do agree with that. A lot of our research, we are a research, development, and a training company. And important research that we like to share is this. Three major leading research institutes in our country, Harvard, Stanford, and Carnegie.
Those are some small schools.
Schools. And believe me, getting three people to consensus is pretty difficult. When those three leading research institutes got on the same page, they found this. 15% of the reason people get a job, keep a job, and advance in their job has everything to do with their knowledge around that job and their technical skills. However, 85%...
Soft skills.
Soft skills.
Yeah.
Those are the people skills, and that accounts for a lot of success in the workplace.
You know, we can train somebody that's willing to learn to do almost anything. It's those soft skills that we talk about so very often that so many people just simply lack because they're no longer taught, or they may not grow up in an environment where that's important, and suddenly they're thrust into the business world. Now, if they're perhaps a cubicle dweller someplace, and they're happy with being a cubicle dweller someplace, maybe it doesn't matter to them. But for advancement, this is going to be critical.
Yes. And actually, in our country, up until the 60s, etiquette and protocol in some form was taught in public or private schools. And really, there was a 20-year hiatus in our country. We really did not find tradition, value important through the 60s and 70s. Businesses realized in the 80s those soft social skills were lacking, and yet things had changed. So now we operate less on social skills and what we call business intelligence, and that is business etiquette. And the difference is this. Social skills were based on your age and your gender. Business etiquette is now based on protocol and your rank. The corporate culture is the protocol, and rank is where you place in the organization. That's where you give deference. Some people are still operating with social skills.
I'm sure. As a tarot trainer, Michelle, and you're going out there and talking to businesses all over about these very vital tools, what do you find most people seem to lack or not understand as well as what they should?
That's an interesting question, Michael. What we find is in what we teach and train, a lot of it is what we would call just 101 interpersonal.
Really?
However, people aren't conscious about it and they don't do it. It's one thing to know what the skills are, and yet it is practicing those skills consistently and doing it confidently.
When we're practicing whatever these skills are, you know, there's been a resurgence in the world of electronic media, and we tend to ask and answer questions relative to emails, or there's social media, Twitter and Facebook and all of these things that are out there. But sometimes, and we watch a lot of this very closely, sometimes businesses forget that they're a business and they start to enter into areas where probably that's not going to be the most polite conversation that's out there. And so workers within these businesses need to be not only aware of their interpersonal skills person to person, but also online.
Yes. And the rule of thumb there is the internet has been in the part of the corporate culture about 25 years. When you are dealing with people face to face, you know, you have 55% visual cues, all of those, as you know, in your business. You don't have that 55%. So when you are communicating with people via the social avenues, electronic, it really is, you have less influence with them. Your communications are tone deaf, and a lot of information can be misconstrued.
Yeah, I am one of those kinds of folks that when it really gets important, I want to have at least the telephone conversation or Skype conversation so that we can see those intonations of emotion. Because sometimes if you read an email, you can read it with a deaf ear.
Yes.
And it just doesn't, you just can't tell whether or not somebody's being honest, truthful, or sincere through an email.
Yes. And in business networking, however you choose to do that, face-to-face, you will always have the opportunity to be of most influential, followed by phone, and least via email.
Sure. Now, when tarot trainers, when you go out and you're doing this for corporations, is it oftentimes management that you're talking to? Is it line staff that you're talking to? Where do they bring you into the picture so that you can have an impact on that business?
Well, thanks for the question. It really depends on the corporate life cycle for training. Oftentimes, senior leaders will choose to do more executive coaching, and our company president and vice president really do quite effective in their coaching. Mm-hmm. And we have people who just are in community positions doing volunteer work that will come in, take public classes, avail themselves of those. And oftentimes, we will go to the company and train. It could be orientation of new employees. Mm. It could be sales training. I would just participated with training for a company that really wanted to get the communication around their personal brand. So we can tweak that and really be very effective at getting the desired outcomes that they want, but still maintain the level of integrity for the training that we do around business
and
etiquette.
For the business, when you talk about the personal brand,
yes,
how important that is for upward mobility for individuals climbing whatever corporate ladder that they're going. We talk about dress. We talk about how we act and how we communicate with people. What are some of the most common errors that you see that individuals who might want to climb the career ladder seem to make on a regular basis?
Sure. I think most people have an intuitive desire to do the right thing. Mm. They just want a framework. And sometimes, as I mentioned before, they're operating more with their social skills that no longer really apply appropriately in a business setting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really begin with the basic of connecting with another human being with eye contact and posture and making introductions and what your handshake is. Research tells us 76% of a first impression has everything to do with a handshake. Now, that can be negative or that can be a positive impression. So what are we doing to be more conscious? And we challenge people in training to be not only conscious, but then be consistent.
Consistent.
Yes. And the important thing that we think to add value to people's relationships is realizing that we have opportunities throughout the day, brief opportunities and interactions with others to leave a positive impact. It's that primacy and recency point. When you're getting in and out of conversations, what are you doing to be remembered?
And that's the goal, isn't it? I mean, you want to be remembered in a positive light as well, rather than a negative light. And it's so drastically important that you carry that on with you on a consistent basis, as you indicated.
Yes.
Because we're always on, so to speak. I was having this discussion with our friends from CenturyLink just a moment ago. I said, come on, you guys. All this technology was supposed to give me all kinds of free time, but it follows me everywhere.
Yes.
So, and with the advent of all of the social media things that are out there, from Instagram to Snapchat to whatever it happens to be, we always are on.
Yes. As Shakespeare said, life is a stage.
It is.
How we show up in the world in those moments where we are face to face, or how we present ourselves, if it's via communication, we are a representative of our company when we are in those moments.
Yeah, I would imagine there's some company executives that are listening right now that are probably going, you know, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time. Because you only have control over certain things. The brand that your company has is really it's delineated by your customers and the people that you come into contact with.
Yes.
It's not you.
Yes. And if you don't share the talk points and the brand that you want, if you don't communicate that with your employees, then your employees are going to be communicating what they think the brand is. So every now and then to pull back, whether it's training, whether it's internal communications to get that right, it is so important to get that right. And as I said, most employees want to do the right thing. They just need a framework, and that's honestly what we perceive etiquette is. It is a framework for people to operate and respect other people's boundaries and project a good brand for the company.
Personal and professional. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming in and visiting with us about this.
Thank you, Michael.
Michelle Witte, ladies and gentlemen, Tero International, TERO.com. That's TERO.com. We'll have this up on the podcast. You can listen at your heart's delight. Michelle Witte, thanks again for coming in. We do appreciate that. Also with us today was our good friend David Slinker and Sean Corey. They were talking about the new opportunity between the state of Iowa and CenturyLink. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be Tyler, who's behind the controls tonight, Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. For all of those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT.